In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Gerald Sexton, who we already know is in heaven, and the repose of the soul of Manuel and Rosita. Today we continue on with this passage of St. Matthew, where he gives us of the rich young man who, as we saw yesterday, said, "Lord, what do I still lack? I lack something. I've done all these things that I know I'm supposed to do, but I lack." So we praised him yesterday for recognizing that he still lacked and asking how he could fill up that lack. We said yesterday that the way in which we do that, the way in which we discover what it is that we lack for, is through that relationship of prayer, particularly when we stretch ourselves out, lay ourselves out before the Lord in adoration at the Blessed Sacrament, not merely going through books or prayers or recitations that we have there, but really seeking his face and saying, "Lord, there's something that I lack. Tell me what it is. Fill me with yourself so that I may lack nothing." He went away sad because he didn't want God to fill up what he lacked. He didn't trust that he could. As the disciples say to him, "How can one enter into heaven then if someone as blessed and as touched by God as this isn't going to make it?" Lord Jesus says to him, "Men can't do it. It's impossible. But for God, all things are indeed possible." So he's saying, "Trust. Have a deeper trust in me that I will fill up all those things that you think that you lack and you think that you can't overcome and you think that in your own weakness can't be achieved. God is real good at doing the impossible." Peter says, "Well, we've followed everything. We've given up everything, and we are following you, the very thing that he himself isn't willing to do. Granted, we didn't have as much of him to give up." And our Lord promises specifically to the 12 that they will rule and judge from the 12 tribes, then says to everybody else who's around, anybody else who does this, they'll also get far more than they've ever given up. But be careful to think that you know who's the first or who's the last. St. Bernard has something to share with us. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, this great man of God who actually was able to be, he was called the thief of husbands. We're going to visit on his feast day, I believe it's next week, I think it's on the 20th, he was the theft of husbands, because every time he would encounter somebody's husband, he would be able to convince that husband to leave his wife and to go into the monastery and set her up well, but the one was going to enter into the monastery. That's how he got all his brothers into Clairvaux. They left their wives and entered into the monastery with him. He writes this in particular about this. He speaks about that all of us do run this race of perfection. We run after God, but we don't run after him in the same way. We don't run after with the same ardor, there's the word he uses, or we can say the same strength that each one of us does. We are all given in different ways to follow God. Some of us are really drawn by wisdom and by study. Others are inspired by the virtues and the example of Christ and his behavior. Some of us go to him because we live our lives to a life of penance, hoping in some way to find pardon in this way through a life of penance. And others are aroused by the memory of Christ's passion, what he suffered, and so we want to suffer just like him. He reminds us that the way in which we can find the way forward for us is finding that passion that God has put in us and looking at the lives of the saints, looking at the lives of those who lived in the scriptural times to find our example so that we can follow just like they do. So what about that for the way of wisdom, for the way of study in this way? We have so many saints in the life of the church who ran in this way. Our Lord God, he inspired many of the Pharisees to follow him in the same way because they praised his doctrine, they praised his ability to speak him out of the truth. Remember Nicodemus, who followed him by night saying, "You have something about you. Well, tell me more about this. How does one be born again like you say?" And so he went to him time and time again to be instructed more and more by it because he wanted to follow the way that is true, the way that ultimately leads to God through wisdom. Well, what about those who followed his movement of justice? We have a great example of that in Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene, whose sins were forgiven her because she loved so much. The same thing we find in the same way as the way the tax collectors came to him, Zacchaeus, and also St. Matthew, whose gospel we have today, who sacrificed everything in there just to find him, to find forgiveness of our sins, gave up everything. St. Peter even ran after that when he realized how deeply he had fallen from God, wept bitterly for his sins until he was restored to righteousness, where God called him back even by that charcoal fire after the resurrection, saying, "Feed my lambs if you love me. Take care of my sheep if you love me." This is the same way that St. David did. St. David, the great king. What about those who follow after the way of the practice of virtue, really imitating God? Well, St. Paul. St. Paul, in this very same way, he was drawn by wisdom, but even more so, he wanted to fill up within his own body, as the scripture says, all that was lacking in the sufferings of Christ. So great was his imitation of Christ that he could turn to those around him in a way that is intimidating for a priest to do so. He said, "Well, you, be imitators of me, just as I imitate Christ." It was because of this that you and I have this desire to follow Christ, and so too, like the apostles, to abandon all things. And if you and I are looking for a way to follow in the imitation of his passion, imitation of his suffering, then where else need we go but that of the martyrs? That of the martyrs. The holy martyrs who shed their own blood just like Christ did. There are so many different ways which you and I can seek to follow him. In this time that we have at this Mass, or maybe in the next holy hour that you're able to do, put yourself before the Lord and ask him the question, what is it that draws me to you? What is that fragrance that I smell that just resonates within my soul? What is it about being with you, about your word, about your life, about who you have become, who you show yourself to be, that draws me? And when you pinpoint that thing there, then ask him, okay, well then who is the one who's going to help me find the way to live that out? What saint? What scriptural passage? What thing is there that I'm supposed to model my life upon? The lives of the saints, they're countless. And the examples in scriptures are so numerous that everything that can draw a man or a woman to God is found therein. Find the one thing that the Lord calls out to you the most, and then find that patron to help you along the way. This is the Catholic way of finding perfection. Just like we say so often, like we said last night, with God's many eyes to be raised, the way of perfection is absolutely possible in this life. Anybody who tells you otherwise is an absolute liar. Don't follow them at all. Perfection is absolutely perfect. It is actually possible in this life. For man, it's not. But for God, all things are possible. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.